A mikvah that had 40-some is a level above the mikvot that we mentioned previously in this parak. And until now, we were discussing mikvot that had less than 40-some. A mikvah that had less than 40-some, although the water in that mikvah is not mekabel tuma, but a person who is tummy cannot immerse himself in such a mikvah. But a mikvah that has 40-some, a person can immerse himself in the mikvah and he would become tar. And so too, he can immerse his hands in the mikvah to be mekabel his hands. If he doesn't want to wash his hands with water from a cup, he can just dip his hands in the mikvah, and his hands would become tar. As opposed to a mikvah that had less than 40 saw, even though we mentioned that the water in that mikvah is kosher for Nitil Sudai, that's only if you take the water with a kos, you wash your hands from a kos, then you can use the water from that mikvah. But in the mikvah that has 40 saw, you can just simply dip your hands in the mikvah to be mitar your hands. L'mala mehen mayan shemeima bu'adim. Rabu alav mayim shu'uvim. A level above a mikvah that has 40 saw is a spring that has only a little bit of water. And you put a lot of mayim she'uvim, water that was drawn with a kli, and you poured it into the mayim in order that it would have extra water. As a mayim, since it has very little water, you cannot immerse yourself in it, as you need to immerse your entire body into the spring in order to be able to tire yourself. So you poured in mayim she'uvim, water that was drawn with a kli, in order that there would be enough water so that you can immerse yourself into the spring. Shavet l'mikvah l'tayar b'eshboran ulama'ayon l'hatul bo b'koshu. This spring is similar to a mikvah in that it's mitayar the person only when the water is still, not when it's flowing. As a spring that you did not pour mayim she'uvim into the spring, it would be mitayar the person even while it's flowing. But this spring, since you poured in mayim she'uvim into the spring, it's only mitayar the person while the water is still the same as a mikvah. But it's similar to a ma'ayin in that which is matzvah b'koshu. The spring, even if it has only a small amount of water, it's enough to mitayar the person. As a regular mikvah needs 40 sa to be mitayar a person, but a spring, it could be mitayar the person, even if there's only a little bit of water, as long as there's enough water that the person can immerse his entire body into the water. So this spring that you poured in mayim she'uvim would be mitayar the person, even though there's only a small amount of spring water, it's mostly mayim she'uvim. As a spring is mitayar the person, even with a small amount of water, as long as your body can entirely immerse itself into the spring. So even if the spring only has a little bit of water and it's not enough to cover the entire body of the person, as long as he pours in mayim she'uvim and now his body can immerse itself totally into the spring water together with the mayim she'uvim, that's enough, and it would be mitayar the person.
A level above the spring that we had in the previous mission is a spring that the water is no good, either it's salty or it's hot. Even though the water is no good, but it's better than the spring that we had in the previous mission. And as in the previous mission, we discussed a spring that had very little water, and you poured drawn water into the spring. But the mission mentioned that such a spring is only mitar be'eshborin, only when the water is still. As opposed to this spring, even though the water is no good, since you didn't pour mayim shuvim into the spring, it's mitaher bezochlin, even while it's flowing.
L'mala mehem mayim chayim. A level above a spring that has bad water is a spring that has good water. Such a spring is called mayim chayim, living water. And for certain things, you need dafka mayim chayim, water from a spring. Shabbat tefila lezavet. And living water, a zav would be tovo. As a zav, a male that has an emission has to be tovo in mayim chayim. You have to be tovo in a spring that has good water.
V'hazayel mitzorah. And for sprinkling on a mitzorah. And the Torah tells us that the mitzorah has to take two tzipporah. One tzipporah would be shechted above the living water that was collected in a kos. And then you sprinkle on him from that living water. You would need mayim chayim from a ma'ayin. You need water from a spring. Uksherim lekadesh mehem mechatzas. And so too, this mayim chayim is kosher to be mekadesh the mechatzas, to put the ashes of the paraduma into this water. And you have to mix the ashes of the paraduma with mayim chayim to be sprinkled on those that had become tamei to ames.